Whether you're hitting the road on your way to work or just hitting snooze, broadcasting live and local, this is Strawny for Breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M. Triple M.
Yes, a big good morning to the 5 to 6 Club of the Mid-North Coast. Son Alex in the chair for the Wednesday edition. The worst joke Wednesday edition, I should say. Of Strawny's Brekkie Show this morning. We are live, loud and in your ears across the Mid-North Coast. And my goodness, haven't we had some rain? I'm just having a look here. Looks like the Hastings area in general, anywhere from 50 to 99 mils in some parts. So my number here, 133353. This is when radio really, you know, shows how good it really is. In, you know, we've got severe weather warnings. We've got flood warnings. So if you guys out there see something, give us a call, 133353, and I will endeavour to help you out or get the information out to everyone about the coast today. There are some warnings out for the, you know, the Hastings River, Camden Haven River. We're going to cross all of that as the show moves on this morning. But, yeah, once again, 133353, if there's anything we need to know, give us a shout and we'll get it on the air for you. We're doing Worst Joke Wednesday today, so that'll be good to have a bit of a laugh. We're going to spit up the birthday. We'll try and give away $1,000, and Ash is going to be in here telling you about something very cool happening tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one. Only looking at around 20 degrees around the coast today, and you can forget the surf. It's really going to come up as well, so I think we'll be staying out of the water, and I dare say that Bluey's going to just say to go and polish the gear in the back shed today. Anyway, now in national news, across the winter school holidays, those 16 and above that are set to benefit from fee-free hospitality training to help get them skills they need to get the jobs they want. So if the kids are bored, you know, and they're adolescent, we can get them some training. It'll be delivered during these school holidays between the 4th and 15th of July and are available through your local TAFE or other registered training organisations. So that's pretty good. If your kid's maybe wanting to be a barista or, you know, just work in hospitality, I think it's really important that you work in hospitality, especially when you're a young'un, because then you obviously get to learn customer service and also get put under the pump a little bit, because we all know what takeaway shops are like, don't we? Anyway, and I got some news as well, some local sporting news. Hayden Copping is heading over to Hawaii to compete in the Blue Water Hawaiian Classic Pro Paddleboard Race, which is exciting. Good on you, Hayden. So anyway, more news on that as the show rolls on this morning. It's Strawny's Brekkie Show, and George Harrison is here. He's got his mind set on you guys, much like myself. Good morning, Stribble M. It's Eagle Eye Cherry on your worst dad joke Wednesday morning. A big good morning to the 5 to 6 Club here on the Mid-North Coast with Save Tonight, 11 after 5. And it's time, guys, to check the papers.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency.
Yeah, big good morning to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency, where today the $1 million lotto is on tonight. So you can go and get your ticket for tonight's draw at the Plaza News Agency. Go and see the lovely Chris and Fee today. The front page of the Telegraph today reads, Sydney sewer rats flee flooded tunnel systems. Oh, my goodness, that's a bit too... No, thanks. The front page of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, more large rate hikes to come as banks urge to pass it to savers. Economists expect the RBA will make a further 0.5% lift in August, while flooding will further boost grocery costs. Excellent. Good news all round, guys. And the front page of The Australian this morning reads, Globetrotting PM defends his time away. Anthony Albanese, who was critical of Scott Morrison for going missing when disaster struck, says his trip to Europe was very successful, declaring, I have not had a day off for a very long period of time. So that's what's gracing the front pages of our papers today. Thanks to the lovely Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency. Go and grab your $1 million lotto ticket today. It's Top Loader this morning here at Triple M. A tick after 20 past five on your Worst Joke Wednesday morning. Sat Alex in the chair for Strawny's Brekkie Show. 133353 is our number. No delays on the roads this morning or incidents or accidents to report. But if you see something, give me a call. Let me know. 133353. It was very wet on the way to work this morning. And you know what? Normally I pass a few people on the way out to the studio here. I saw maybe two cars the whole way. So I think everyone's bunkered down and said, nah, not today. Anyway, a big good morning to everyone out and about on their way to work this morning. What's trending up next? Then we are going to get a local news hit. Stick around. It's Triple M.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries. And that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Today, Wednesday, the 6th of July, is National Fried Chicken Day.
And a little bit of chicken fried.
Fried chickens are greasy, delicious, indulgent, comfort food enjoyed all over the world. But did you know that the ultimate soul food originated in the United States, of course, where Scottish chicken frying methods were combined with West African seasoning traditions to create what is now one of the world's favourite guilty pleasures? Fried chicken was an expensive delicacy up until World War II, but thanks to mass production techniques, we're now able to indulge ourselves on the cheap in almost any city in the world. So look out, Clive. Today we celebrate fried chicken.
Did someone say KFC? I don't care.
Today also plays host to National Kissing Day, Umbrella Cover Day. Well, that's quite fitting, really, isn't it? Capital City Day, and of course, Air Traffic Control Day. This day is held especially on this date because it's the anniversary of the day the air traffic control system was established. Each year, the work, skill, and ingenuity of the men and women involved are recognised and honoured by this day. Early on, air traffic controllers would use blackboards to note the positions that pilots reported and maps indicating where they placed the aircraft to avoid mid-air collisions. They calculated the speed of the aircraft and the flight time to foresee the future position of the planes and thus warn pilots in case of a collision. These blackboards and maps were later substituted by flight progress strips. But such a system is still used in oceanic areas with no radar coverage or low workload aerodromes. The arrival of radar in 1950 made flights work more seamlessly. Ground air communications are better, and the system can safely integrate the constantly increasing number of air operations worldwide.
North Coast, Triple M.
Yes, it is. Son Alex in the chair for Strawny's Brekkie Show this morning, sending the wattage to your wet old cottage as we've copped almost 100 mil of rain on the mid-north coast already. And I'm just seeing pop up on my screen here, 60,000 people have been evacuated in the western suburbs of Sydney now. It was 35,000 yesterday. It's amazing how quickly that can just sneak up, isn't it? Anyway, 133353 is our number here at Triple M. If there's something we need to let the coast know about, give us a call. We'll try and help you out as best we can, or we will point you in the right direction of someone who can. It's 6 minutes after six. We are here thanks to the Port City Bowling Club, where the lovely Katie Lee will be judging Worst Joke Wednesday today, as opposed to Glenn Stewart. So I don't know if that's going to change what joke you use for Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Anyway, I just thought I'd better let you know. But without further ado, it's time to talk to this man.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
The man we want to talk to is, of course, Bluey Waters. Bluey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Strawny.
Mate, are you staying high and dry down there?
At the moment, we are. We won't have much to report today, will we?
Oh, mate. And it's just, I just briefly spoke to you off air, but I was saying how sometimes, you know, when it's not torrential rain, it's just that kind of constant rain, nothing too heavy, but then it's like 100 mil, 24 hours. My goodness.
Yes, it's tipped over, all right. We've got nearly 100 mil up, and fortunately, there's no damage around the town at the moment, so the winds have been down, so we've been quite lucky.
I tell you what, there were some streets that I went down on my way here this morning, Bluey, and I almost lost a front wheel in my tyre. That doesn't take long for those potholes to come back, does it?
No, I suppose they don't, no. Is that right?
Very good, mate. Now, how did we go? Did anyone get anything yesterday?
Yeah, we didn't do too bad yesterday. It was probably the highlight of the day sort of thing. We picked up flathead, brim and blackfish in the estuary. There was a few nice brim caught on the breakwall, and during the course of the day, there was a couple of nice blackfish also, but that was all we had to report for today, yesterday, but with the conditions, I think it wasn't too bad, actually.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, I suppose we've been having such beautiful, lovely, sunny days, you know, the fish aren't choosing to go on those days, are they? So, anyway, oh, maybe the overcast will get them on the line. But what are you thinking today, mate?
Yeah, well, let's have a bit of safety first, but I think if we can tuck back up in the estuary, fish the southern banks, we might pick up a brim or a blackfish. We'll start them with prawns. I reckon that'll be the way to go.
All right, brim or blackfish on prawns up the estuary.
Now, we've got one club out this weekend, and I suppose this is why the weather's turned a bit sour on us. The Wagoonga Fishos are out this weekend.
Oh.
We've got a 1 o'clock weighing back of the bolo with a barbecue. So looks like Al's got the tarp off, and
yep.
We're in trouble.
Well, he's taken it off, and he's going to need to put it back on, I think, mate. That's for sure.
I think so.
Oh, dear.
That might be the recovery.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I forgot to mention it to you yesterday, Bluey, when I went out and had a surf on the weekend. I saw a couple of blokes get a few real big drummer over the weekend. They were really biting about.
Yes, they've been very good. They've been very consistent this year, sort of thing, and good size too. The 2 to 3 kilo drummer, which is a good fighting fish and also a good table fish.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, it's a little precarious. It's only the, you know, you got to know what you're doing, chasing them down the rocks and what have you. But I was out in the surf and I could actually physically see how big this drummer was. And I was a fair way away from it. It was a real, real big one. But yes, good morning to all of the drummer fishermen across the mid-north coast this morning. Well, Bluey, you stay high and dry. We'll head up the estuary, try and get a bit of cover on the southern banks there and chase a brim or a blackfish on prawns. And we will speak to you tomorrow, my friend.
Cheers.
Yes, Bluey Waters. He's our favourite. He just falls on the cusp of the 5 to 6 listener. But I tell you what, worth his weight in gold, Bluey. Anyway, up the estuary today, brim or blackfish on prawns. Phil Collins with Studio. Studio! It's Roxette this morning, 25 after 6 with Joyride. Son Alex and the Chef of Strawny's Brekkie Show. Strawny Leaks up next, as well as your first check of the waves this morning and a news hit too. Stick around, it's Triple M.
Strawny Leaks, thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Billionaire James Packer was in good company as he cruised around the Italian resort island of Sardinia on Monday. The Australian casino magnate was joined aboard his $200 million super yacht by his long-term friend and business partner, Hollywood legend Robert De Niro. In pictures posted online by the Daily Mail, it looks as though James has been in a good paddock since the departure of his former fiancée Mariah Carey and the sale of his Barangaroo casino. He was perched on the back of his super yacht in his boardies, toweling down his stellar Aussie beer gut with one of the Hollywood greats. A trophy hunter has been found shot dead in South Africa after his truck broke down, according to reports. Rian Nudi, who was head of Pro Hunt Africa, regularly shared photos of himself with his kills, which included lions and elephants. His body was reportedly found next to his vehicle in Limpopo, and police say they have found no motive yet. And scores of Scrabble players are quitting the competitive game after hundreds of offensive words were banned. More than 400 terms were taken off the game's official online words list, GB News reports. According to a Spectator columnist and player, Jonathan Maitland, many people are quitting the board game because of the changes. It's hard to find anyone in the Scrabble community in favour of the ban, he said. I had no idea that there was a Scrabble community. The mind boggles.
Well, it could
We just don't have the budget.
Broadcasting live and local. This is Strawny for Breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Yes, it is. Son Alex in the chair for the Wednesday edition of Strawny's Brekkie Show this morning. 1-333-53 is our number here at Triple M. If you're experiencing difficulty getting to work this morning due to the wet weather, let me know and I will let the coast know about it. As we send the wattage to your cottage this morning, from Bayer Barra to Buckramandini to Bonnie Hills to where else? Bago. There you go. That's another new one. We're here to help you guys out. So 133353 is our number if you spot anything on the way to work this morning. And some big news starting to break out of the UK. It's over for Boris, apparently. He could be dumped by this time tomorrow. He's had a series of bombshell resignations of his senior ministers, which could mean the end of old Boris. So we'll keep you up to date in the news here at Triple M. Just after 6:30, guys. Good times. Greatest hits.
Stop it! Get in here!
Hope you get the lot, you dog.
Strawny for breakfast. Still to come.
There he is, ladies and gents. Clive upsetting the neighbours this morning as daylight hits the mid-north coast. There's no sun, plenty of rain and cloud, though, so there you have it. Not too far away, guys. We are going to check what's gracing the front pages of the papers, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency in Port Macquarie. The Locals Guide's up next, too, with everything NAIDOC Week. So don't you go anywhere. This is Triple M.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
The Locals Guide this week's all about NAIDOC Week. And if you're in the Southwest Rocks area, if you head to the Art Gallery, there's a painting workshop on this evening from 6pm till 7pm. In Port Macquarie today at 10am, there's going to be a morning tea at the Port Macquarie Base Hospital, a NAIDOC picnic at the Youth Hub until midday, a youth fishing workshop at Settlement Point Park. I don't know if that's still going to be on. And it's all going to wrap up today with some afternoon tea at Port Macquarie Community Health. And in the Kempsey area today, with NAIDOC Week underway, there is a COVID-19 outreach vaccination clinic. That will be at Services Club Park from 10am through till 2pm today. With this very wet Wednesday underway, guys, make sure you jump online before you head to any of the outdoor NAIDOC Week activities today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M, where you're hitting the road on your way to work,
or just hitting snooze.
Broadcasting live and local.
This
is Strawny for Breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M. Triple M.
It is indeed Strawny for Breakfast on a wet and wild Wednesday here about the Mid-North Coast. And if you just missed our favourite part of the morning when we hear from Tom Petrovsky, guys, let me just pull this bed down. So, due to slowing growth, the DAX have been pulled down. Oh, and it's all due to slowing growth. There you have it.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
I'm proud of that one.
Good morning, Scotty. He would have loved that. Anyway, we give till it hurts here on this show. Ash, you're here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's like it's still nighttime outside.
No,
make
no.
sure you drive with your lights on, guys.
Yes.
Because it is dark and stormy and a bit gross.
Yes, or if Jamie's listening, a bit stark and dormy. little premix cans there. I'm just having a quick look on the roads here, guys, just to make sure there's nothing going on. And by the looks of it, we're doing okay at this stage.
Yeah, always feel free to call 133353, though. Our phone rangers let us know if there's anything crazy happening on the roads. But, yes, drive to the conditions.
I did just spot something. But it's, you know, it'd be if people are leaving to head north today, if you're heading west of the Raleigh-Yarunga area, out toward Bellingen, there's a lot of water on the road. We all know that that gets very... As soon as it starts raining, that's one of the first places.
Very dangerous area.
Yeah, so if you plan on heading up that way, just maybe give it a miss today if you're heading toward Dorigo.
Always be careful. Put your wipes on. Put your lights on. Drive for conditions. Don't be silly. No one has to be in a rush today.
So you sound like a mum there, like that was a real train rolled off your tongue very easily there. So there you go. We're here thanks to the Port City Bowling Club, where Glenn Stewart's having the day off from Worst Joke Wednesday today, and Katie Lee's jumping in the judges' seat.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to be like, you have to judge. I'll be like, no, not again.
No, you don't like it. You
I can't
don't like
take the pressure.
No.
Good luck, Katie Lee.
Yeah, good luck, Katie Lee. We'll speak to her after 7:30 this morning, and she'll let us know what's going on down the club. And we have... I've been given the get-in question for Jez tomorrow in the trivia. Yeah, good morning, Jezza, to you.
See how we go. I'm always really bad with those. Like, the one last week, it was like, Elvis, when did he actually die?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I should know that.
But I ended up being correct in the one about the Wicked Picket.
No idea.
Yeah, it was. He's a soul singer, a guy from the UK. Anyway,
yeah, no idea.
Winston the Wicked Picket. That was his name. So thank you. I got that one right.
I need to study. Need to get better. I would love to be great at trivia.
Yeah, I'm no good at it either, but that's because I have the attention span of a goldfish. But anyway, there you have it, guys. We are going to put Prince on your radio, I think.
Absolutely.
Pick you up for your morning. It's Raspberry Beret, 10 after 7. Triple M. 26 after 7. We're back on the Chain Gang here at Strawny's Brekkie Show. Son Alex in the chair. On this pretty wet old Wednesday about the Mid-North Coast, Ash, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you were inviting people to join our gang, aren't
you? Absolutely, the Triple M Mid-North Coast gang. It's the coolest club around. We have jackets. We don't actually have jackets. We have no budget
for
jackets.
We go on riverboat gambling trips and we make our own beef jerky.
Yeah,
no, we don't.
We don't have jackets.
No, we don't. Yeah, no, that's, what is that, gross misconduct. You're misleading everybody.
Sorry. We have pretend jackets.
Yeah, we do. Hey, we were just talking off air. We got a message overnight from the guys at the Southwest Rock Surf Life Saving Club, and they're hosting the State IRB Championships. Now, do you know what an IRB is, Ash?
I know what the R and B stands for.
Rhythm and Blues.
Oh dear, but what is it? Let us know.
Well, it's the Rubber Ducky Championship.
Absolutely.
Inflatable rigid boat.
Oh.
Raft boat. I don't know.
Something marine related.
Yeah. Inflatable.
Oh man, but
redneck boat.
What? Stop. Isn't there like over 250 people competing or something?
And let me tell you guys, if you haven't seen the rubber duck at the beach, and if you've never seen it go out in big surf before, these things and the people that drive them too, my God, it's a sight to be seen, I'm telling you.
Considering what the weather's supposed to be like, that is going to be some conditions.
Yeah. I'm going to put that in the top three for this weekend to do, I think. So, guys, it's all happening on Saturday, 8 a.m. kickoff in Southwest Rocks. So, if you want to get up to Southwest Rocks and see the IRBs race around, get down there.
Absolutely.
Big good morning to the Southwest Rocks Surf Life Saving Club. Good people.
Well, I say keep dry, but it's kind of their job not to be.
No, that's right. Yeah. The wetter, the better, they reckon.
No.
Anyway, Marina Ivanovic with your check on the run to work up next, as well as news hit. This is Triple M.
Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
25 to 8 this morning on what is Worst Joke Wednesday here on the Mid-North Coast, and it's a very wet one at that. And this is the only breakfast show whose dacks stay up in a world of slowing euro growth. Am I right, Ash? There we go.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
That was horrible.
Good morning, Scotty. And just so you know, mates, where is it here? Yes, the DAX are down today. Who did? I just saw a message come up before. See, I told you, we give till it hurts. 133353 here at Triple M for Worst Joke Wednesday. Get on the dog and bone.
Give us some good ones.
Give us some good ones, because Katie Lee's judging today, guys, okay? And we want her to feel very welcome, okay?
Absolutely.
No filth, or I will dump you.
What?
I just checked to make sure that the delay was
there.
On. Yes, that's right. And a big good morning to first man in the office this morning. Big round of applause.
B-Rad.
B-Rad was in this morning. First one. But we've really got to keep an eye on him, though, because those pots and pans... He keeps just... That's him outside. Out there now. Unsupervised.
Gotta upgrade his pots and pans.
We do. Anyway.
Worst Joke Wednesday!
Here we go, guys. Worst Joke Wednesday today. John Mellencamp on your radio. I'll tell you what, around 8:30, Kenny Little. We'll tell you about his John Mellencamps. I'll tell you. It's Triple M, guys. It's John Mellencamp on your radio this morning. And stay tuned. We're going to talk to Kenny Little soon. He might have some melon specials.
Not funny.
Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the cramps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
I love that just after I made that little pun there.
It was like, not funny.
Not funny. Yeah, very good. Hey, guys, it's all thanks to Apps Mechanical that we do Worst Joke Wednesday. If your car's giving you the craps, get it down to Apps. Brad, Corey, the team, they'll have it purring like a pussy in no time. As we go headfirst into Worst Joke Wednesday this morning, and we go to the lovely Leonie in North Haven. Good morning, Leonie.
Good morning, Alex.
What's your yarn for us?
Well, did you hear about the man who was working... the accident at the upholstery factory?
No, I didn't.
Well, this man was working on the roof and he fell right through into the upholstery section. But it's all right. He's recovered.
Oh, no.
Leonie, I expected better from you. Oh, dear. You hold the line, doll.
That was horrible.
Okay, so we're off to a flyer. Lovely. We now go to the man, the myth, the legend that is John. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning. What's your joke?
Teacher, a young teacher gets a first posting to a country town. Some of the kids are late, you know, every now and then, and young Billy's late. And she says, Billy, why are you late today? And he says, well, I had to take the cow to the bull so they can mate. And the teacher says, well, couldn't your father do that? And he says, oh, no, miss, it's got to be the bull.
Oh, John, good to see we've got some consistency of your material, mate.
I saw your hand hovering over the dump button there.
Yes, you just hold the line there, John. My goodness.
Walking the line.
Well, I'm towing the line. I am towing the line this morning as we go to Gary. Gary, good morning to you.
How are you, mate?
Mate, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't well. Thank you for asking. What is your yarn?
Well, now that I'm entering the autumn of my life, you're still never too old to learn. And I've learned three new things this week. The first one is the difference between a house and a home. A home is where your kids put you after they get you out of your house. And the second thing I've learned is that my daughter informs me that she's able to borrow money against her share of the will. But she's assured me it'll be a short-term loan. And the third thing I've learned is...
Go on, what's your third thing?
The third thing I've learned is, you know you're getting old when you and your teeth no longer sleep together.
Oh! Very good. You hold the line. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh,
righto. So, who have we got to talk to now?
We've got Chris.
We do have Chris. There
Chris
he is.
From Port Macquarie.
Chris,
lucky
good morning to you. You can round us out this week, Chris. What do you got for us, mate? Whoa, Chris, are you there, mate?
No,
Chris. Where is he?
Live radio.
Live radio, guys. Chris, are you there, mate?
Nah.
Doesn't look like Chris is there.
Oh, no, Chris.
Well, there we go, guys. We've got three options for you. Anyway, that all happened a bit abruptly there. But anyway, we'll get Coldplay on your radio. Get Katie Lee back. You guys don't go anywhere. It's Coldplay this morning, my universe. Worst Joke Wednesday.
Not funny.
Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday.
Thanks to Apps Mechanical.
If your car's giving you the cramps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
Yes, it is no joke. Brad, Corey, the team down there at Apps, Port Macquarie. If your car's giving you the craps, take it in there, and voila, it'll be purring like a pussy.
Very fun.
No
voila.
Voila. As we go to the lovely Katie Lee of the Port City Bowling Club. Katie Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, you know.
Exhausted.
Wet weather, bad jokes. It's just a recipe for a great day.
Oh, dear.
How are you, Katie Lee?
I'm good.
As being a special guest judge of Worst Joke Wednesday, what did you think? Was it as terrible as the segment is every week or what?
It was pretty good.
Great
caliber.
And I've
got to
give it to Leonie this week.
Oh, Leonie!
Oh, the upholstery joke.
Very good, Leonie. Okay, so we'll give Leonie a call back and we'll organise her drift bar voucher. which is fantastic. Now, Katie Lee, the members draw, the Savo, $6,000. Hello.
Yeah, $6,000 up to grab tonight. So make sure that you're at the club from 6 p.m. We have two chances to win.
See, that I was talking to Glenn about this. So you have the whole, you know, do you go for the six, you stay for the seven, bish, bash, bosh, uh-oh, going to have a sore head tomorrow. So anyway, that's about as my problems get.
And now, the trivia question.
Yes. Now, I have the trivia. Do you have the trivia? You feel free to read it out if you have it there.
I do have the trivia question. So the Bee Gees were born in which British island? Was it A, the Isle of Wight? B, the Isle of Skye, or C, the Isle of Man? Oh, man.
See, this is another one I don't know.
See, yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Wow.
That's my brain thinking. Anyway.
That's a really bad Bee Gees impression.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to have to Google that because I don't know.
I don't know either. But we take our hat off to Jez because he's, you know, he comes up with these, doesn't he?
He pulls these out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And we've also been talking about the what is it? The Pinot and Picasso down there at Port City 2,
yes,
Katie.
In August.
Yeah, so we've partnered up with Pinot and Picasso, and we're going to be holding these monthly from August. So really exciting new activity to come and join in at the club. So our first one will be on the 7th of August from 2 p.m. up in the Ocean View Room, so you'll get to look over the beautiful Oxley Beach. Tickets are $75. You get a complimentary glass of wine, cheese.
And a nude Glenn Stewart to paint. Isn't that
please
right,
back
hey?
Please up, Katie Lee. There will be no nudity. Especially from Glenn Stewart.
That's right. You're trying to sell tickets, not hang on to them. That's right. Get in touch with the club if you would like to go and get involved with the Pinot and Picasso. Katie, thank you for judging. A big congratulations to the lovely Leonie of North Haven. We'll be in touch to give you your voucher. Katie, you have a great day.
You too, guys.
See ya.
Queen on your airways with You're My Best Friend and Mid-North Coast. You are 100% our best friend. Time for the interstate weather.
Well, very good.
Triple M's interstate weather. For Breakout River Meats. Quality, tasty meat found only at your local independent butcher.
It is indeed. If you are off to Sydney today, showers and 17. A sunny one for Melbourne, 16 the top. Possible showers for Brisbane and 21 degrees. For Perth, it's going to get to 19 under clear skies. At Adelaide, you are looking at a partly cloudy day, 14 degrees. For Hobart, morning fog clearing for a partly cloudy day, 13 degrees. Cloudy for Canberra, only getting to 14. Sunshine for Darwin, guys, and 27 degrees. You beauty. News is next.
Triple M.
Yes, it is. Shawnee for breakfast on the Mid-North Coast Triple M, where it's all about good times, greatest hits, and this show's motto is what, Ash?
I was going to say something else then.
How do we finish the show every day?
We leave it till the end of the show.
Oh, man.
It's like a closer. But I'll tell you what, the thing that we're going to do now, best time of the day.
Yep.
Even though we've been horrible at it so far, I haven't given anyone $1,000.
Hang on, wait a minute. Let me just make sure. Everyone, have you got your seatbelts on? Okay, now tell them.
Keep your arms and legs in the ride at all times. We got the birthday wheel coming up. So if you haven't called into the show before, give us a buzz, 133353, and we would love to give you $1,000, and you get to pick.
Yes, myself, Ash, or you can.
Both of us.
Yeah. You can also pick Brad, but he is busy playing those drums out the kitchen still, so I don't know if Brad's going to be any good to spin the wheel for you today.
It's just us. You get a choice of myself, the lovely darling Ash, or Alex.
Oh. Jeez, this is a bit rich, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, Ash, if I were you, when tomorrow comes, I'd be sleeping with one eye open.
All right. So tough.
Yes, and big shout out to Brad and his lack of Eurythmics.
Oh.
Here at Triple M this morning, 12 after 8. Snorty's Breaky Show, thanks to the Port City Bowling Club. Members draw on tonight, $6,000 up for grabs. Got to be there at the club, 6 and 7 for both draws. Can't fit anything more in before the post. It's Triple M. The Eurythmics this morning, and way too many impersonations that we're not going to do right now. But my goodness, Ash has quite the back catalogue as we spin the wheel this morning.
Triple M. Birthday wheel.
For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, indeed. If you want to make it like your birthday every day, get down to 40 Wings in Port Macquarie and get a better night's sleep today. As we go to Kendall this morning to...
Patricia!
Patricia, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you? You high and dry this morning?
We're dry, but our tide is not.
Yes.
No, and I don't think it will be for a while, unfortunately, yes. Looking at the weather.
Well, I think the Mr. Producer's just saved a fortune on getting the windows washed here. I can tell you that. That's for sure. Anyway, now, Patricia, what number can we spin up for you on the wheel today?
I'd very much like number 12, please.
All right. 12. And who's going to spin it for you? Do you want me to do it or do you want the lovely Alex to do it?
I think Alex can do it.
Oh,
oh, Patricia. See,
Alex.
Already winning, my dear. Already winning. Now, just hold the line for me because I have to take my headphones off.
Take your headphones off. Run round here. Don't hurt yourself. Don't trip over. All right. He's coming round. We're going to give the
12.
Yes, go.
A dozen.
All right. It's going round. Hopefully, we'll see how we go. You made good
already
time.
Back over the other side.
Look at you go.
Number 12 we are going for today, and it is still spinning ever so slightly, but it is going to get to 27 this morning. I am sorry,
unfortunately,
Patricia.
But we will put you into the end of month draw, which, if you didn't hear yesterday, is now going to be a $250 voucher to 40 Winks.
That'd be lovely.
So we'll pop you in for that one.
You stay, we've got your details there, Patricia, so you are now officially in the draw and you stay high and dry today, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We will spin the wheel again tomorrow, all thanks to 40 Winks.
Absolutely.
And, sorry, just getting my breath back there. That was a real sprint.
It's not that far of a distance.
No, but these studios are a lot bigger than they used to be.
Yes, well, that's true. Well, you're the one that put the wheel over my side, so
I did,
can only blame yourself.
Yes, because it was getting all, you're getting all up in me grill when I was trying to, you know, do the show. And
I'm sorry if I'm popular.
You are popular. You've got quite the cult following, isn't that right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's
I'll be
behind.
Even more popular if I give away $1,000.
Yeah, that's right. You'll have lots of nice new friends, Miss Grace.
Oh,
anyway,
stop.
Oh no, Michael Caine's not going to step into the studio just yet, guys. We are going to check your underwork with Marina Ivanovic next. It's Triple M. It's In Excess on your radio this morning as we approach 8:30. The news, the traffic, the surf, and whatever else you want to throw in there, Ash.
You got it covered.
Yeah, I do.
Anything you sort else? It.
Chips. Chips.
Chips and salad.
Yeah.
Chips and mash.
Soup,
chips and
salad. Chips. Mash. Veggies. Oh, no. Anyway, I digress.
Triple M.
Yes, it is 25 minutes to 9 this morning. After 9, you will be with Steve Price in Australia today. If there's something on your mind, give Steve a call and the team, and they just very well might be able to sort it out for you. They give till it hurts too. Isn't that right, Ash? As I come to you.
Always and forever.
Always and forever.
Mm. Love it. And this, I mean, it's a bit of a wet Wednesday, but
it
we
is.
Love it. We
it is.
We enjoy, we embrace. We're just...
Well, it's basically playing the cards you're dealt, isn't it?
Yes. Always.
Yeah, always.
Just
have that positive outlook like Christopher Walken does.
I love how you... Any opportunity to slip in an impression.
No. I was more wanting you to do yours, but anyway.
No, mine's really bad in comparison to yours. Mine's horrible.
No. I think that we'll set something up and it can be a showpiece of all of the impressions that get done on this show.
Oh, no.
Yes.
People are going to hate that.
Yeah. They very well could. They very well could. But they could like it too.
We'll just start a podcast of
yes.
like impressionists. We'll just talk about like boring things.
Yeah, and we can have the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones as the theme music.
Just,
you know, the
you
impression
imagine,
that
like,
I get.
Christopher Walken talking about how like photosynthesis is done.
So the sun is on the leaves. And I don't know if the emphasis is on photo or synthesis.
Guys, if you would love to hear a podcast of the greatest impressions that Spawn and Strawn can do.
Mother, is
let
that
us
you?
Know. Message our Facebook page. Say yes to the podcast.
Oh, man, what have you just signed us
we'll
up to? We're busy. We're so busy as it is.
You've got to give if the people want it.
Well, it is the people's show, isn't it? We give till it hurts
we
here.
We will do it. But if no one says yes, then we won't do it because that's a waste of time.
Well, that's true. And also, if once it does get put out, seatbelts on, guys. Well, we're listening to the podcast, okay? Don't want any accidents. accidents.
Strap in.
Yes, that's right. We don't want any, you know, UPIs or anything like that. Do you know what a UPI is? Unknown podcast injury.
Oh, no. That was horrible. Oh,
there we go. And we're off. Ah, yes. Bryan Adams this morning. Oh, now, actually. It's Bryan Adams, When You're Gone, here at Triple M. Good times, greatest hits and greatest co-hosts. Am I right, Ash?
You're just the greatest impressionist.
No,
off
I'm
air.
Not. No, I'm not. You're telling lies to everyone.
All the time.
The broadcasting standards, you know, have been breached and you speaking lies to the community.
Oh, you're just bashful.
Brad's on the drums. Someone get him off him.
We need to take them off him. Yeah, I feel like he's going to hurt himself.
Oh, man. Honestly. We bought him that playpen, but he just keeps getting out. Poor old
Brad.
Keeps
chewing through it.
Yeah. We need to give Brad a decent feed. Strawny's Brekkie Show this morning as we head toward 9 o'clock and Australia Today with Steve Price, and then the Big Shigs will be on your radio after 3 this morning as well.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, a very wild and, you know, potentially wet Tradie Thursday, Ash.
Yes, but the show must go on. The muffins must be delivered.
You sound so weathered, like, the show must go on.
Sorry.
Yes, the muffins must be delivered, the beautiful muffins that I don't get any of. But
no, and then the birthday wheel has to be spun.
It does.
It just needs to continue.
And 9 times out of 10, well, no, all the time.
10 times out of 10.
You miss out, and I have to spin.
Well, you know what? I might even stay here tomorrow.
No.
I could stay here and I could deliver the muffins. I'm sure the Tradie Thursday team
I could stay I here have. And listen to you talk too, but I'm not. Oh. A Sydney soul. Ed Sheeran thinks he's got a castle on the hill. Is it his castle? Or is it the Foo Fighters' castle? Yeah. I don't know. Mother, is that you?
Stop. I promise, Mid North Coast, we are a professional radio station. We have
no, we're not. There's not enough emphasis on laughing and having a good time.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
Tradie Thursday tomorrow, guys. We're going to get out of here before I lose my mind.
And what do you always say?
I tell everybody to stay clean and put those bars of soap under their armpits. And what do?
You've not got to. Don't tell your mother.
Yes, don't tell your mother.
Coast.
Triple M.
Triple M.